That we're just about finishing up here. That was Leo Gunn with By the Rains from their album of the same name. I love that band. That song is really my favorite. That blows me away every time since the first time I heard it, and still does. Before that, you heard local band Bad Marriage doing the cover of Thin Lizzy's Jailbreak. This band is great. They're great songwriters, have good great originals, and the covers they do are excellent too. Before that, no, this is the crapshoot part of the show, you know, the freeform stuff, because these were songs I didn't know, honestly, I didn't know, I hadn't heard before, and they turned out pretty good. First, that was Doomsday Outlaw, and the song The Spirit That Made Me from the album Hard Times, and starting out the set was Gus G, guitarist. Now, he was doing a cover of Dire Straits' Money for the Nothing from his album Fearless. I love that Dire Straits song as is, and this was a good cover. And interesting how he changed a little bit of lyrics, because you can't say certain things anymore, can't get away with certain things. So he changed it to The Little Wusses. I thought that was funny. Anyway, I'm about out of here now. And I will be back next Monday at 2 o'clock, 2 to 4, here on WMFO in Medford, Mass., which is what you're listening to right now. And I hope that you'll be here next time when I'm here, too. I'm going to pass it on to the next show now. Whoops, later. Are you ready? Okay.
holding us back.
I don't hear a thing.
Welcome to the Big 80s, everybody. My name is Chris Earle. Here with you till 6 p.m. It's WMFO Medford. Everybody sing it here, there, and everywhere. It's hip, so hip to be square. This was a big hit in 86. I remember listening to this. I was a young lad. I'm like, man, what a cool song. So awesome. Huey Lewis is the best. Even though he's old, and he was like, what, late 30s, early 40s? Tip to be square. It's the big 80s. Here with you till 6 p.m. You are going to enjoy what I have for you today. I'll tell you that. You are going to enjoy what I have for you today. It's not like a prediction. It's a statement. It's going to happen. You're going to enjoy it. Because what's coming up next is... What is coming up next? Rock and roll doctor? Oh no, you'll like this. It's by a doctor.
What's a frontal lobotomy? Daddy, what's a frontal lobotomy?
Well, son, you know how the pressures of life can cause people to do crazy things. And if a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy. Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension, like drinking or having sex. But if craziness goes too far, sometimes the only thing left to do is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy. That kind of brain surgery is called a frontal lobotomy. Maybe this song will help you understand what I mean.
wearing pads. Jimmy always listened to my mother, and me, I never liked to take a bath. As we grew and tumbled through adulthood, the pressure caused emotional drain. And now I'm slowly dying in the bottle, and Jimmy has to live with half a brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Jimmy let his troubles drive him crazy. He never tried to drown it in a drink. I know that drinking makes my thinking hazy, but at least I still have brains enough to think. Jimmy's got a brain that isn't stable. He doesn't have the sense to say his name. I'm sorry that his doctor was unable to remove the proper portion of his brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Funny how the world works. People can be real jerks. Some prefer the tension over booze. Either way, it ends the same. Hard to beat the living game. Might as well enjoy it while you lose. When I need a drink, I start to shiver, and Jimmy always viewed it with concern. But I'd rather have cirrhosis of the liver than an intellect that's second to a fern. I wonder if old Jimmy's gonna hear it when I tell him that his logic wasn't sound. They'll dose him up on lots of evil spirits when they take him to the psychiatric grounds. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
Hello, you couple of nitwits.
It's the Big 80s here with you till 6 p.m. Here's Peter Gabriel.
All right. covered with the dust, the spirit enters into me, and I submit to trust. Smash the radio.
No outside voices here.
Smash the watch.
Cannot tear the data shreds.
Smash the camera.
Cannot steal away the spirits.
The rhythm is around me. The rhythm has control. The rhythm is inside me. The rhythm has my soul.
Humans are beginning to bore me.
My name's Chris Earle. The show is The Big 80s. Here's Bob Seger and his Silver Bullet Band with her strut. Hope you're enjoying the afternoon. It's nice out there today. We got some nice San Diego weather today here in Boston.
Oh,
from the album that knocked Pink Floyd off the block. Against the Wind from 1980 knocked The Wall off the Billboard charts and became the number one album to date for Bob Seger. He never had another number one to this day. It was the 11th studio album by Bob Seger in February of 1980 and knocked Pink Floyd off the charts. Here we go. Big 80s.
W-M-F.
Describing your pleasure from dusk till dawn. Rock and roll doctor is always on.
Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir.
Hello?
You want to turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert, man. I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Okay, Aerosmith, that's heavy metal. You're going to want to stay away from stimulants. They react negatively with the high decibels. When those guitars start feeding back, you're going to be clawing your face off. I suggest rather a mild depressant, beer, maybe some Quaaludes.
All right, man. You got any?
No, I don't. I'd like to point out right here, the rock and roll doctor does not advocate drugs or just prescribe them. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air. Are you having a bad trip, sir? Is that what it is?
Too much.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want the hotline. This is the rock and roll doctor. Next, please try to dial carefully, people, okay? It's very important. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Did you see Quadrophenia, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should, man. It's really good. It's got all this Who music in it, man. Really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a question here?
Right. Well, it's about the mods, you know. They're like early hippies in England, but they're not hippies. They ride around on mopeds, you know. And
you want to get to the point, please.
Yeah. Well, the mods are like always taking these pills. They're called blues, man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Negro music. Blue is not really a good drug color. I suggest try reds instead. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yes, my sister and I are going to the new Christy Minstrel show at the Playhouse tonight, and I was wondering what I should take.
A good book. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
What?
Turn your radio
down. Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. That's better. You have a question, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to the Nugent concert.
Kind of figured.
Well, I'm taking some pot and some acid, and I'm going to be taking some coke, and I'm going to be taking a couple of quarts of rum. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there's anything else that I should take.
Yeah, an ambulance. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Rock and roll doctor? Like, I had these, pills, and I took them, I think, and, like, do you know what they were, man?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just wondering, like, who is this?
This is the rock and roll doctor. Why don't you lie down for a couple days? Do us both a favor. You'll feel a whole lot better. People, when you call in, try to have a question in mind, okay? It just makes the show move a whole lot faster. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, you had a call a moment ago. It sounded like my son. Well, you tell that lousy punk that if I catch him taking any more drugs, I'll clobber him.
Okay, you want to calm down, sir? You sound a bit upset.
Well, you're damn right I'm upset. I think I got good reason to be upset.
Okay, well, you're on your way to a heart attack, sir, or an ulcer at the very least. I suggest you take a couple Valium and relax.
I don't have any Valium.
Okay, well, just stay on the line. I'll get your name and I'll send you a prescription, okay?
Yeah? Thanks.
Okay, no problem. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello.
Goodbye. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Detective Johnson of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Doctor, perhaps you'd like...
Okay, that's just about all the time we have for calls right now. We're going to break, take a word from our sponsor, and be back with Timothy Leary.
Joey, do you ever hang around the gymnasium?
There's a very young Richard Belzer there. The name of the band was Travesty Limited with Rock and Roll Doctor. You could hear that on Dr. Demento back in the day. Here's REO Speedwagon. It's the Big 80s here with you till 6 p.m. My name is Chris Earle. Thank you for tuning into your freeform station, WMFO, here in Medford.
As soon as you are.
Yeah.
Joey, do you like movies about gladiators?
It's the Big 80s with Chris Earle here with you till 6 p.m. 855-915-WMFO is the request line. Gotta love that REO Speedwagon. Good, we're gonna do it again. Talk, talk.
Your feet firmly. Hello, ball.
You hear me talking, cause I've had it, pal, with your sleepwalking.
Sorry, Ralph, it happens when I go to bed.
The doctor says it's something inside your head. But I gotta chase you every night through the sewer. I've been thinking it over, and I think I found a cure. So don't worry, pal, I know just what to do.
Hello, it's the dog, Lulu. Lulu! Lulu! I say Lulu, Lulu, Lulu.
Some pool. What do you say?
All right, Alpha Boy, that sounds okay. Let me show you what the game's all about.
Will you cut it out?
About to set our table, some guy said to me, he said he got it reserved for his friend Javi. My friend ain't scared of you. He'll fight you in the gym.
Norton, what are you doing?
Don't worry, Ralph. I got a way you can win. I got a big friend that works in the sewer, and he'll take a fall fair and square.
Well, how will I know it's him?
He'll say, hey, get a load of fat soda.
There's Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy from the album New Jersey with Honeymoon is Rap here on the Big 80s here with Chris Earle here with you until 6 p.m. 855-915 WMFO is the request line. How about some Billy Joel? Sure. Why not?
Well, how does it feel to turn 80?
Twice as bad as it did turning 40.
Your tie's too wide. Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that? You're gonna cruise the miracle mile. Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
Want to dance? Or would you rather just suck face?
Will you sit down and scratching and give me a beat? Ouch! Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on. That's good. Now tambourine, right now.
Is Nana Cherry. She kind of got lost in the mix over the years, but she was one of my favorites. one of my favorite rappers of the time into the late 80s and early 90s. She came out with the excellent album Homebrew. Just had a great voice. I believe she was British. Still throws out an album every 5 to 17 years. Well, that's Buffalo Stance here on The Big 80s with Chris Earle. I'm here with you until 6 p.m. And one of the fun things about the remixes that Nana Cherry had there, I guess she had, what's his name on there? Big fat guy, Notorious B.I.G., did a bunch of her early remixes. So those became collector's items over the years. Just another interesting tidbit. We like to educate as well as entertain. Foreigner. You're not shy. You get around. It's Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Big 80s with Chris Earle here with you till 6 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It's WMFO in Medford.
Nervous?
Yes.
First time?
No, I've been nervous lots of times.
It's the Big 80s with Chris Earle. This is Paula Idrul here with you till 6 p.m. Is Paula Idrul from the late 80s there with her little whiny voice before all that craziness kicked in.
How do you choose to congratulate the greatest criminal mind of our time?
Before she was highly medicated, Paula Abdul. Here's Nick Lowe. It's an early one from the 80s. It's Cruel to Be Kind. It's the Big 80s here with you until 6 p.m.
You gotta be cruel to be kind in the right measure. Cruel. to be kind means that I love you.